This is really easy to understand. If there's no truth in them, if the truth doesn't abide in them, then what's going to come out of their mouth? Lies. Lies. The only thing that can come out of their mouth is lies. Is gaslighting lies? Yeah. Is future faking lies? Yeah. Is anything that the narcissist does a lie? Yeah. Everything they say is a lie. That's the way they live. They abide in death, but they say it in such a way that it sounds like, sounds good, you know? They're trying to find something in you that you might want. But they're not going to follow through. They'll never follow through because they're liars. Put no confidence in an unfaithful person. If the foot is out of joint, you're not going to step on it. If they're out of joint, mentally, spiritually, you're not going to trust them. You're not going to trust the foot if it's out of joint. You're not going to trust them if they're out of joint, spiritually. And the more you get away from them, the longer you get away from them, and you remember what was said, you're like, oh, that's not even close to the truth. That's nowhere close. That's so far from the truth that you couldn't throw a rock and hit it. It's so far away from the truth. If I tried to throw a rock and hit it, I couldn't hit it. It's too far. It's too far away from the truth. And you just say, okay, bye, adios, see you. Wouldn't want to be you, because you know this is just the way you got to be, man. You got to just set the boundaries. Because if you don't set the boundaries, and if they keep crossing the boundaries, you do something to make them, you push them back. You do tit for tat to show them what they are. They're not going to change. You don't go down with them because you don't want to go, they'll go into such darkness that you would never want to go. But you do a little bit of tit for tat in the natural. You know, it's kind of like if you're a boss and you got an employee acting dumb, you write them up. You do tit for tat. Hopefully they'll get right. But they don't have the fear of God, so they're probably not going to get right. Plain and simple. The chances of them getting right is very slim. If they live that way their whole life, it's very slim. The character is built over time. And the lack of character is built over time. They look good. They smell good. They sound good. But then when you get close enough, it don't smell good. It don't sound good. When you really get close, it's just perfume and fake. Fake reality. If you've been a boss or a landlord, you've seen these kind of characters that you've hired, that you've dealt with, and then if they try to come into your personal life, you're like, nah, I've dealt with your kind before and talked a good talk, but I see there's just like this employee I had one time or this renter I had one time. It's always an excuse and blame and shift and project the blame game and all that. You don't have time for that. You don't have time for it. And the more you get away from them, the more clear it becomes. The reason they want to be in your ear gate all the time is because they want to keep you from seeing the reason they want drama is to keep you from seeing the truth.